بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home with the receiver, it is quite common today that when we wake up in the middle of the night, when we wake up in the morning, and then we look at our cell phone, and we find that the messages of certain person's janaza. It's a daily occurrence. It's not just one, but plenty janazas. In the recent past, we have observed, we have witnessed, we have attended. And this is the reality of life. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul shall taste death. Nobody can escape death. Allah Ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتْ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. That even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been addressed, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتُونَ. You will also leave this world. But the question arises that we are witnessing so many deaths, we are attending so many janazas. When we come into the masjid also, we look at the board. And we are looking at our cell phones. Are we taking a lesson from these things? Are we taking any ibrat? Are we pondering, reflecting that the next janaza could be mine? And if it is mine, then am I prepared now to meet my Rabb, to meet my Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat? Am I like that person whom Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith? Al-kayyisu man dan nafsahu wa amila bima ba'd al-maut. The intelligent one is that person who suppresses his desires. He makes muhasaba of his soul. He takes an account of his soul. He suppresses his desires. He does not follow his whims and fancies. But he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. He prepares with a'mali salihah for the hereafter, for the abode in the hereafter, for the time after death. O are we like wal ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah? A foolish person is that person who just follows his whims and fancies, his desires. Disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lives a life full of sin, ma'asiyat, dhunub, guna, with no tawbah in his life, no remorse, no nadamat. And then he just has hopes in Allah's mercy and he says, Allah is ghafur rahim, Allah will forgive me. Indeed, Allah is ghafur rahim. There is no doubt about this. But Allah wants us to be al-kayyis, an intelligent person, a person who will prepare for the hereafter. In the school, in the university, in the college, in the madrasa, pupils write exams. They have to prepare for exams. And the examination will determine whether they have passed or they have failed the year. So that pupil who just lazes around the entire year, he's lazy, he does not do his work, he doesn't fulfill, complete his assignments, his projects, doesn't learn for his test and examination, he makes zero preparation. And he thinks, no, this teacher, he'll just pass me. People will laugh at him, you're a fool. In the same way, we have to prepare for the hereafter. And every moment of our life, if we remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a command, he's telling us to do something, Allah has prohibited us from something else. There is awamir and nawahi. Do's and don'ts. Do this and don't do that. And this is the test in this world. Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. After Allah Ta'ala praises himself, Allah says, blessed is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whose hands or in whose power is the sovereignty. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He is most able of every single thing. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. The one who created death and life. The normal procedure, the order is, the sequence is life first, then death. And Allah has mentioned maut in this verse before hayat, to remind us that we are in this world, but we are going to pass away. Hum aaye hai jaane ke liye. We have come into this world to leave this world. And then there is a perpetual abode in the hereafter. This dunya is not going to be our perpetual home and dwelling place. So Allah Rabbul Izzat has mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That those who say Allah is our Rabb, they make the dhikr of Allah, they remember Allah Rabbul Izzat, they have firm certitude in Allah's greatness, Allah's loftiness, Allah's sovereignty, Allah's power, Allah's might, that Allah is the supreme controller of every single thing, and He is the master, and He is the ruler, and He is the creator, the nourisher, the cherisher, the sustainer. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then He is steadfast on this. It's not just lip service, it's not on certain occasions, that suddenly He obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after some time then He disobeys Allah Rabbul Izzat, and He goes back to His life of vice and evil. No, He has istiqamat, He's steadfast. For such people, Allah says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels descend upon this person. Ulama, mufassirin have given different views. And many of them have mentioned that the coming down, the descension of the angels, will be at the time of the mort of this person, when he is passing away. At such a time, when the shayateen try desperately to make him lose his iman, Allah sends down assistance for His believing friend, for His beloved. These angels come down and they ward off and they chase away all these shayateen. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Do not fear. Do not grieve. Wa abshiru bil jannah. And glad tidings of jannah which you have been promised. Nahnu awliya'ukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. We are your friends, we are your helpers in this world and the hereafter. The angels will make this announcement to you. Some ulama mufassirin say that the angels will also assist him in the qabr. Others have mentioned even in mahshar, when the person will be resurrected, then too. For who? Those people who say Allah is our Rabb and they have istiqamat. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which comes in Mishkat Sharif. ما من عبد يموت. That there isn't a single person except that he has nadamat. There is no person who dies but he has a nadamat, a regret. Some type of remorse. Every mayit. What is his nadamat? What is his state of remorse for? What is his regret all about? إن كان محسنا. If he was a good person, the nadamat will be that I should have done even more better. فَيَزْدَادُ إِحْسَانٍ. If the person was a good person, then the regret would be that why I didn't do even more. I would have gained even more blessings and rewards. And if the person was an evil person, the regret and the remorse would be that it is too late. Why did I not refrain from sins and disobedience? So whilst we have that qudrat, that life, that health, and we are seeing today, we are witnessing ourselves, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make maghfirat of all the marhumin. From our masajid, musallis have passed on, our town, our country, the entire globe. May Allah make maghfirat to all the marhumin, give the family sabri jameel. May Allah give these marhumin the highest of stages in Jannah. But today we are witnessing, it's not just the old man who's passing away, the old lady, not the elderly only. Young people. How often we say, he just met me yesterday, he was fine. What happened to him? What was it? It's a common question we ask. So many a young person has passed away. Therefore, whilst we have the chance, the opportunity, let us not procrastinate and delay. So that we don't have that nadamat in the qabr, we don't have the nadamat in the akhirat. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. to make amal and become amongst those who are intelligent, who suppress their desires, the carnal desires. They obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do righteous deeds for the hereafter, so that they may be successful and enjoy a blissful life forever and ever. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين بسيد روش الشريف لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين والله forgive us all of us يا الله يا الله every single sin we committed my Allah knowingly unknowingly in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy major sins minor sins my Allah يا الله we have faltered my Allah يا الله we have made severe blunders my Allah Eh, Malik Kareem, you are most forgiving, my Allah. You are most merciful. Guide us, Ya Allah. Help us, my Allah. Protect us from gunas, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage to refrain from all those acts of disobedience, my Allah. Make us become farma bardar, my Allah. Make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Give us a hayat tayyibah, my Allah. Give us a tawfiq of changing our lives, my Allah. Help us to shun all evil, my Allah. Protect us from all the vice and evil deeds that we are committing, my Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Strengthen our iman. Give us tawfiq of doing amal salihah with ikhlas, my Allah. With maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Malik al-Kareem, grant all of us afiyat, my Allah. Grant us complete afiyat, my Allah. Give us afiyat in dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Remove all bala and afat and musibat that has come upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially this pandemic, my Allah. Malik Kareem, nobody can make you ajiz, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. You are most powerful, my Allah. Allah, our iman is weak, my Allah. Our yaqeen is weak, my Allah. Do not test us, my Allah. Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, a long time has gone past now, my Allah. Ya Allah, scientists will give us their theories, my Allah. But there can be no person who is greater than you, my Allah. You are the controller of the entire universe, my Allah. Ya Allah, bimari comes from you, my Allah. Shifa comes from you, my Allah. Grant us complete shifa, my Allah. Give us afiyat, my Allah. Make your hifazat from this bala, my Allah. Remove this pandemic and virus completely, my Allah. And don't let there come any other virus like this, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e-Kareem, ya Allah. Open your doors of mercy and rahmat upon us, my Allah. Open your doors of Haramain Sharifain, my Allah. Without any difficulty, my Allah. With ease, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can do what you please, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal in tayyib rozi, my Allah. Make our sustenance come to us with ease, my Allah. Those who are maqroos, who got debts, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are finding difficulty in, ya Allah, in paying off the debts, my Allah. Who are earning a rozi, my Allah. You provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah, we have raised our hands only to you, my Allah. We are begging only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, fulfill all their hajat also, my Allah. Ya Allah, their masoom children in this majlis, my Allah. Their elderly ones, my Allah. Ulama and Huffa sitting here, my Allah. Ya Allah, with some person's sincerity, my Allah. Because of some little child, my Allah. Accept all our duas, my Allah. Allah, accept all our jais, muraz, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma. Give us maut with iman, my Allah. Allah, maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, the Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله all those who are sick and ailing grant them kamil shifa يا الله so many have requested duas my Allah يا الله you are well away for all those يا الله who are in need fulfill all the hajat all those who are sick يا الله give them complete shifa ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.